Be'ezrus Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Hei, the Mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach, Shir Gimel. The Minchas Chinuch brings the sugya in Pesachim Daf Samach Dalid that the Pesach is Nishchat with Gimel Kitois. It says, V'shochetu Oisei Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. So the Gemara darshens that the Pesach should be broken into three groups. The Gemara is Mesupik if each group is 10, or fakert, vibalt, it says kahal, adas, yisroel, you have to have one group of 30. So therefore, we go l'chumra both ways, and there was three groups of 30. Now the Gemara says, technically, you don't really need 90, three groups of 30. 50 is enough. How is 50 enough? Because the first kat goes in, 30. Then 10 of them go out, and a new 10 come in. Another time, 10 of them go out, and a new 10 come in. And therefore, you have three different kitos with different people, even though it's not mamish 90 people. Now, there's a machloikis Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel pshat, how you work it out with 50 people. Rashi says the first kat goes in and all 30 of them shecht. The first 30 go in and all 30 of them shecht. Then 10 of them go out. You bring a new 10 in. And the second kat is the new 10 that are shechting, and the other 20 that are there that are already shechted. And the same time by the third cut, another 10 go out, and you have 10 more coming in. According to Rashi, the second and third cut only have 10 new people that are shechting, and 20 leftover people. And B'yoyser, it's people that are already shechted. Balt. La'uma zed, Rabbeinu Chananel learns fakert. 30 go in, but only 10 of them should shecht. The other 20 don't do anything. Then again, you bring 10 new ones in, and then by the third cut, all 30 of them shecht. The difference, the shinui between Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi, both of them have that at two of the groups, you don't actually have the full 30. Like Rashi, only in the first group, all 30 are shechting. Like Rabbeinu Chananel, only in the last group, all 30 are shechting. They both agree that in the other two groups, like Rashi, the second and the third, like the Rabbeinu Chananel, the first and the second, you only have 10 of them shechting, and the other 20 are just standing there, but, like Rashi, the 20 that are standing there already did their job. Like Rabbeinu Chananel, it's people that are going to do their job. Now, it's interesting. According to Rashi, it's very shver. 30 shechted already. 10 of them taka walk out. The other 20 that are standing around already finished the mitzvah. Why are they shayich to the kat? But Rabbeinu Chananel, let's move on because they're still going to shecht. As Ken Zayin, this has to do with a shayrish de kashayich. We'll say a chiddush. Even in Rashi, we say that all 30 shecht, but not all of them do this rika. And Rashi holds that taka, all of the avoidus, is a chelik of the mitzvah of v'shachatu oisei kol kaladas Yisrael. So in fact, in the second and third kat, the pshat is that you still have people that maybe they shechted already, but they're mishayich themselves to the kat because they haven't done zrika yet. Rabbeinu Chananel maybe wasn't able to learn like that because he holds the ikr mitzvah is the shechita. And therefore he felt, if in the first group 30 of them already are going to shecht, so there's no significance to those 20 when they're standing around, they already shechted. So after the shayrish of the machlokes Rashi Tosis is this nekuda, whether the mitzvah is also the zrika or not. But that's the sugya of v'shochetu oisei kol kahal adas Yisroel. In the next shtickle that the Minchas Chinuch brings, that we know that Korban Pesach is doicha Shabbos, and the emes is the Gemara even darshens a pasuk. It says v'lo yolen chelav chagi ad boiker, which we learned that you're only allowed to bring the emrim the entire night, but not till the next morning. And the emes, the Gemara speaks out on a regular year when Shchitas Pesach Yudalid Nisan is on a weekday, then you're not allowed to be makrav the emrim on yomtiv. Chelvei choil einam craven biyontif. So how is it shayich that the pasuk says v'layolin chelav chagi ad boiker that you can be makrav the emrim the entire night? Teres is it's going when erev Pesach was chal on Shabbos, and chelvei Shabbos is craven on yomtiv. So this nekuda that you can be makrav the emrim even into the night of Pesach is only when erev Pesach is chal on a Shabbos, and that's pshat in the pasuk v'layolin chelav chagi ad boiker. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Samach Vav brings the famous story of the Bnei Beseira. It's mavur that the Bnei Beseira did not know if Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. It came out that year that Korban Pesach, Yudalid Nisan, was on Shabbos, and they push didn't know if you're supposed to be Machal Shabbos, if Shechitas Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. Ad Shebo Hillel. Hillel was Melamedem, the Moyadoi, that Avada, Shchitas Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, just like Karban Tomid is Doicha Shabbos, and he was Mechadish that Shchitas Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. A fascinating Gemara that the Bnei Beseira Poshet thought that Karban Pesach is not Doicha Shabbos. When Yudalad Nisan is on Shabbos, you don't Shecht. Frek Zech the Kasha, that's the Menchis Chanas Kasha. How could the Bnei Beseira have such a Havamino? Hare, you have this pasuk that says Lo Yolin Chelav Chagi, Lo Yolin La Boiker, which is mashma that you're allowed to be maker of the Amorim the entire night. And we know that when Erev Pesach is on a weekday, you're taken out of to, because Chelvei Choyl Einam Kraven B'Yomtiv. When is it Mishkachas that you could be maker of the Amorim all night? Only when Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos. Is Hokamon Zetman that Erev Pesach, that Shchitas Pesach is Doicha Shabbos? What was the Havmin of Bnei Beseira? They could have sparred it from this drosha. As I frekta min cheschenach and iblaib shver. Interesting that the Achronim ask other kashas. First of all, there's a cheshbin, if you know, work out the dates, that the Pesach that they were makrav in the Midbar, that one year when they were makrav the Pesach in the Midbar, it was on a Shabbos. And if that one year when Pesach Midbar was on a Shabbos, they weren't makrav Korban Pesach the rest of the 38 years in the Midbar. It's a whole Shiloh why, we'll see. But that first year they were makrav the Pesach in the Midbar, the cheshbin of the dates, when you know when Yetzias Mitzrayim was, it comes out that it was on a Shabbos. Now, is how could the Bnei Beseira think that Korban Pesach is not Doicha Shabbos? Pesach Midbar was Doicha Shabbos. The Achronim grapple with this kasha. I saw a Charifus de Keteretz, Rab Chaim Oizer brings, and other Achronim in a similar style. Rav Moshe Rab Chaim Oizer says, maybe the Bnei Beseira thought that really Korban Pesach is not Doicha Shabbos. And the Eitzah was how Pesach Midbar was Hukrav is because Ketanim shechted it. And it was Gadol Oymer Al Gabov. And Gadol Oymer Al Gabov, the Shechit is kosher with a Ketan. Kehayoyim, you're not allowed to do that because there's an Isser Durabonon to allow a Ketan to do Malacha if it's Aser. But maybe in the Zman of the Midbar was before that Gezerah. Or a similar plan, maybe there was Shnayim Sheshachtu, which again, Kehayoyim, even that's Aser Midirabonon, but Midirais, it's not Aser. Maybe that's the patentim, how they were able to be Makar of Karban Pesach Midbar, with Shnayim Sheosu, with Koton, with Smoil. There's various Oifan and Klachriyad. Maybe they did it in an Oifan that's Bizmanazes, Aser Midirabonon, but maybe that's how they did it then. That's the patent to answer Apshad in the Pesach Midbar. Another Kasha is the Achroinim asked that Pesach of Gilgal, if you know the history, Pesach of Gilgal also was on a Shabbos. Why didn't Bnei Beseira prove it from there? But the truth is there's another Kasha that Yerushalmi asks on the Bnei Beseira. How could Bnei Beseira not know that Pesach is Doicha Shabbos? Haloi i'efshar lebeiz shvuas sheyochel yudalet b'Shabbos. The Yerushalmi asks, it's not possible of two shvuas that it's not yudalet b'Shabbos. What does this Yerushalmi mean, two shvuas? So, there's two pshatim. One is, Shavuos means Shemitahs. And it's asking, how could Bnei Beseira have forgotten? Every time within a cycle of two Shemitahs, within 14 years, Pesach comes out on a Shabbos. So they should have remembered what happened from last time. An alternative pshatim, this Yerushalmi, is you have 2 weeks. If they weren't sure if Pesach is not Doicha Shabbos, why didn't they be Ma'aber the Shona and avoid that Yudalad Nisan shouldn't come out on Shabbos? You have Beis Shavuos. You have a warning of 2 weeks. Mamash two different Shatim. Is it you have two Shemitahs, 14 years? You had a 14-year leeway to know that that's the din? Or you have 14 days to try to change the calendar? Either way, the Yerushalmi says, so why taka did Bnei Beseira make this mistake? Litein Gedula L'Hillel. It was really a Hashgacha Protest story to able to cause Hillel to be Oilel Gedula. The Gemara says Bnei Beseira were Mevater on the Nesias, and they gave Hillel the Nesias because he was the one that was Mechadish to them that this Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. The next Shtikel the Menchas Chinuch brings, we know that the Shechitas Pesach with the Gimel Kitos, the Kehanim were Tekea B'Shoifar, and the Levim would say Hallel, and there's a whole Seder Advarim. Now it's interesting, there's a stira. In many places it's Mavur, Rashi and Erechin, Tosis and Psochim, the Rambam and Hilchos Korban Pesach, that the Levim were the ones that said the Shira. On the other hand, the Mashmoyis of the Gemara in Psochim, Daf Tzadik Hei, it says, Efshir Yisroel Sheikhten Es Pischei and Vein Oimrim Halel. It's Mashba that the entire cat, the entire group of the Makrivim would say Halel, not just the Levim. It's a stira. Who's saying the Halel by Shechitas Pesach? It's a special din of Halel of Shechitas Pesach. Who's saying it? The Levim? Or all of the Makrivim. The Aruch HaNer wants to say, it means the Levim from each kat. The Levim were also part of Chaburis of Korban Pesach. The Levim from each one of the Kitos would say it. The Yaduah, the Briskarov, has a shtickle here in Hilchas Korban Pesach. He boys always from the Yukim and the Gemara and Erechin and the Rambam, that it was taka two dinim in halal, brisker vart, and taka with nafkaminis even, that the Levian had one din of saying halal, that's one din with klei shir, and there was a separate din of the klal Yisrael, all of the makrivim would say halal. And he boited us. It's interesting, there's a story that someone came to the brisker of, and he told him that he saw a description in Yosefin, where he describes what it looked like in the Beis HaMikdash, and Yosefin is an edus of Mesiach Lefituma, that he was made the tzura of how the Shechitas Pesach was, and the way Yosefin described it, taka shtims with the Brisker Rav's Mahalach, that's what the Mashmoyis is. So he wanted to bring it as a smach, and the Brisker Rav was doichit. He says, Adafnish ken raya, erotas geboit from the Rambam, from the Sugineirichin, he doesn't need a smach, it's not Moisef v'hoylich to him, that it's coming from the Yosefin, that's not what was Moisef to him in his pshat, that there was taka two dinim in the Shira, in the Halal. But we paskin that noshim are also chayiv in korban pesach. There's a special yalfusa that noshim are chayiv in korban pesach, and also avodim. Avodim are chayiv like an isha. Noshim va'avodim are also chayiv in korban pesach. Now he brings the Menachas Chinuch that the Gemara has a story in Psachim Daf Peches where an odoin told his eved to go bring him a korban pesach and bimamana a korban pesach. But the Eved doesn't remember if the Odin wanted a Gedi or a Tle. So he goes to someone that's going to give him both. And he makes a Tanai. If the Tle is the one that my Odin wanted, so the Tle Shaloi, the Gedi Shali. And if not, it's Tle Shaloi, the Gedi Shaloi. The Gemara asks, how could it be his, the Eved's? It's Mashakone Eved Kone Rabbi. The Gemara says that this Eved, as a solution, should go to a friend of his Odin's that wants to help out the Odin and be makne him to say, Al Menashe Ein L'Rabbi Rishuspoi. That's what the Gemara says. And the Menachas Chinuch is matmi over it. There's a big arichas here. Why does it necessary that the Eved owns the Seh? Let it be that its taka belongs to the Odin. The same way the Odin brings the Eved in his own Chaburah. The Odin could have the Eved in a different Chaburah. So Lamaisi wants to say is because the Eved has to be makdish this carbon separately. The Eina the makdish dover she'ena shaloi. That is an arichas dvorim taka about that nakuda. The next topic that the Menachas Chinuch brings, vayta going by Eved, this is once again classic Menachas Chinuch, although everything is classic Menachas Chinuch. But classic Menachas Chinuch is Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choyrin. And there's a big plunter over here. Lagavi Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choyrin. The Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Peches that a Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choyrin is not able to eat from the rabbi's carbon. And the Gemara says he's not able to eat from the rabbi's carbon, but he's able to eat from his own. The Gemara says there's a different brisa that says that you're not allowed to eat from any carbon. Loi mishaloi v'loi mishal rabbi. Unless, of course, the rabbi is maskim. This whole thing is if the rabbi is not maskim. If the rabbi is maskim, then he could. But you have this shmuz, zokti Gemara, loi kasha. Kan kemishna rishoino, kan kemishna achrona. This is a Gemara in a few places. The Gemara brings down the idea that originally when there was a chetzi eved chetzi ben choyrin, he was able to be frozen into such a status, and it could be that for years that's what he's going to be. He's going to be a chetzi eved chetzi ben choyrin. But then came the Mishnah Achroino, Chazal Mesakin, that such a chetzi eved chetzi ben choyrin is a problem because he can't be Mekayim Peru Revu. Lisa Bas Choyrin Eina Yochel, Lisa Shifcha Eina Yochel, Levatel, he should be Mevatel, Halalei Nivra, Oilam El Lepiri Verivya, Shanemra Le Soibra Le Sheves Yitzara. So, Litzoyrich Ves Chazal, we're Mesakin that the Odin is Mechoyiv to be Meshachrin. Fine. Mishnah Rishonah was before that Tekana, and Mishnah Achronah is after. How does that affect the Gabi Korban Pesach? So Rashi and most Rishonim learn, careful now, according to the Mishnah Rishonah, this Eved can't just eat in any Chabur that he wants, because he's a Chetzi Eved, a Chetzi Ben Chayon. He's torn both ways, he's stuck. Unless the Rabbi is Maskim, he can't eat in any Chabur, not in his Rabbis and not on his own. Masha'enken, like the Mishnah Achronah, here's the twist. The Baal Chazal will misaken that the Odin has to be meshachar him, so it's ke'ilu, he's already meshuchrar, and that's why he's able to eat from his own chabura. Kum techois, if you learn the Gemara like that, and most Rishonim do, so lemaskono, a chetzi eved, chetzi ben choyrin, could in fact eat from his own chabura. The whole nakuda that he can't eat, not from rabbi and not from atzmoi, is because he's stuck as a chetzi chetzi. Oh, but like the Mishnah Achroini, that there was a takono, so then he could. The maisa is that the Rambam Paskin's not like that. The Rambam Paskin's lahalocha, that you're not allowed to eat, the Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choyrin can't be not part of his own Chabur, not part of his Rabbi's Chabur. Rabbis do brew on this Rambam, but if you do it, that the Rambam learns the Gemara Fakert, and you have the same Gemara, Lamashal, just another dogma, Lagabi, Oilas Ri'i, in the beginning of the Sugi in Chagiga Daf Beis, the Gemara has a stira for Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choyrin is Oila L'Regal, he has a din of Ri'iyah, And there's a steer. One brisa says yeah, one brisa says no. Zakut Gemara, the same idea. Loi kasha, kan mishnah. Rishoyna, kan mishnah achrayna. And once again, most Rishoyna learn, Rashi over there. In the mishnah Rishoyna, he was potter. Because he's taka chetzi eved, and he's stuck. Oh, but like the mishnah achrayna, vibalt is a takana that he has to be meshuchrer. It's ke'ilu, he's already meshuchrer. He can do ailus riyah. Once again, we paskin like the mishnah achrayna, and the Rambam goes and says that he's not chayiv in riyah. It's misbakish to learn over here that the Rambam learned the sugi fakert. That loy kashya kan mishnah rishoyna, kan mishnah achrayna. That dafka, according to the mishnah rishoyna, then you were able to. Because since he's stuck, and he's planning to be stuck for long term, dafka chazal made a takona that he could have a korban pesach, and that he could be oilu l'rega. Oh, but once there's a mishnah achrayna, we want to give an incentive to the rabbi to taka free him. We say, listen, now he's stuck. And you have to be meshacharim, and if you don't, we're taking away our takana, and you're not able to be chayif, chayich to a chabura. You're not going to be chayif in riyah. That's how the Rambam is mefarish, the sugya fakert. The pella is, the minchas chinuch blayb shver, come to chayis again, like the Rambam in the Mishnah Achroina is when we say you're not allowed to. But that's because of the takana. No, what about a chetzi shifcha, chetzi bas choyrin? Chetzi shifcha, chetzi bas choyrin, there was no takana to be meshachar her. Similarly, a chetzi eved, chetzi ben choyrin of a katan. Chetzi eved, chetzi ben choyrin of a katan, they were never mesakin, they have to be meshacharim. By those, it should go back, the din should be like the Mishnah Rishoyna, the Rambam was mashmitted. The Rambam was mashmitted, that halacha. That's a shtel, according to the Rambam. There is another mahalach in the Achroinim, to be mavar the Rambam, that dafka, according to the Mishnah Rishoyna, before they made a takana that the odin has to be meshacharim, so then the status of this odin was oivet es atzmo yoy mechad es rabba yoy mechad. Yitaka split it up the days. One day he's by himself, one day he's the odin. Shtel tzichfar on yomtif, when the shechting the pesach, or he's supposed to be oil regal, that's going to be a day he's not working for the rabbi. No, that's a yoyim shal atzmo, so he's able to be oil regal, he's able to be have his own chabur of pesach. Because it's a rigid setup. Yoyim echad he's one for himself, yoyim echad he's the rabbi. But the maskana, when they made an irb of dvorim and they said, no, he's a chetzi chetzi, and the rabbi must be meshach for him, then he's ma'urbav, he's not able to be shayich lakan ulakan. That's the major topic of the chetzi eved chetzi ben choyrin. But the key of the sugi is, whenever the Gemara says this idea, loy kasha kan kemishna rishoyna, kan kemishna achroyna, it's mamash a hepech mikotze lakotze. Rashi and Roy Rishoyna learn that in the beginning he was stuck, but once there was a takona to be meshach for him, will dan ki'ilu is meshuchar. And the Rambam learns punk fakert. The Menachas Hanach is mamshich weiter. We said already that noshim v'avodim achayiv and karbon pesach. Nevertheless, they're potter from re'iyah. So you see that it's not totally zebazet. You could be chayiv and karbon pesach and potter from re'iyah. The shaila becomes, let's talk, open up the sugya. There's the famous Gemara in Psochim, daf gimel amid beis. Hahu armo. There was a goy who went and he lied and he came and he told the Yidden that he's a Yid and he was ate from a Korban Pesach. And he came the next year and he was mezalzel to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was far away in Tzivan. And he came laughing at Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and he said, you see, I ate from the Korban Pesach, they didn't know. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira told him, go again next year and ask for the Aliyah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira wanted to frame him. And he knew that if this goy is going to ask for the aliyah, they're going to chap that he's a goy because the aliyah is oila legavoya, the aliyah goes to the mizbeach. Of course, the reason the goy didn't think he's falling into the trap is because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira told him, punk fakert. Marsha says this. They knew you were a goy. And the iser to give to a goy is only the aliyah. They gave you stam from the meat. Go ask them for the aliyah. Then you'll see if they chapped on. And he framed him like that. And really, it was a trick because the aliyah is oila legavoya. And of course, this goy came the next year and he asked for the aliyah. And they caught on that he's a goy, and they killed him. Why they killed him is a bazunder shmuz. Later on, it comes up in the Minchas Chinuch. What chiyav misa gnoy was on this goy? Velch chiyav misa was he over? B'cholot, and that was the story. And after they chapped on that it was a goy, they sent a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Sholem alecha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, she'at b'netzivin umetzudoscha prusa al Yerushalayim. You are far away in Netzivin, but nevertheless your net is spread out on Yerushalayim, and you caught us, and you beremez were able to save us, that this goy shouldn't eat from the Korban Pesach the second year. Frektoisis over there. Why was Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in Netzivin? Why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira oil regel? Why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira makar of a Korban Pesach? Why is he so far away in Netzivin? Asay frek Tosis. So Tosis asks, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, shaloi ola l'regel, why wasn't he ola l'regel? So Tosis, yeh shloimar, shaloi hoyoloi karka. He didn't have karka. Oi, a second teretz, he was a zokein she'en yochel elich baraglov, she'potter mi pesach k'moy meri'i. So again, one teretz is he didn't have karka, savort. Oichet, he was a zokin she'ein yochel lelech baraglov, and therefore since he's potter from Pesach and from Re'iyah. A third teretz, inami, nitzivin is in chutz laretz. So he was in chutz laretz. This toisis, avada, ki yedua, is shver from alle zeiten. The mishtel melech shters on it, the minchas chinuchi, the tzlach, the gedolei achroim. Again, the question was why Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira wasn't in Yerushalayim. And if we're already alluding to it, that there's a double question over here. Why wasn't he in Yerushalayim? What happened to Oil Regel? And separately, why wasn't he in Yerushalayim? What happened to Karban Pesach? What is Tosfos Terutzim? He didn't own Karka. And I have the Achronim go to town on this. Fush state that if you don't have Karka, you put it from Re'iyah and from Pesach. A second Teretz, he was Zokin Vein Yoyuch Lelech Baraglov, which is put it from Re'iyah, but now we're saying it's put it from Pesach also. And the third teretz, Bechlal, that he was living in Chutz Laretz. Who says Chutz Laretz is a Ptur? Come to Eretz Yisrael. Von alle Seiten it's shver the toises. So the Tzlach, over there in Pesachim, says a big word. He says, Toises was never asking about Korban Pesach. Toises, he learns up, was only asking about Oil Regel. Toises wanted to know why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir wasn't Oil Regel. And the teretz was, the three terutzim, Ein Loi Karka, Chutz Laretz, Zokein Ve'ein Yochel Leilach. No, but what's with Korban Pesach? Zok Titzlach and Moira de Gazach. Nitzivin is far away. And when you're Bederach Rechoike, you put it from Korban Pesach. We know there's a parasha Pesach Sheni, which is that if you're Bederach Rechoike, you don't bring a Pesach Rishon, you bring a Pesach Sheni. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir was put it from Pesach Rishon because he was Bederach Rechoike. That was never the question. Bedikto Grav, Toises asks, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Shalei Ola L'Regel, what happened to the din of Ola L'Regel? Oba Korban Pesach? May Oilam Taisis didn't ask it because that it's Pashat, he has a tour of Derech Rechoika. Azoizok Tetzlach. And the Minchas Chinuch attacks this, other Achronim as well, with such a force. Chas V'Sholem, they say, where does it say that if you have a Derech Rechoika, you potter from Korban Pesach? There's a din that if a person, for whatever reason, Ba'inus of Amazid, was Derech Rechoika, the Parsh is Mechadish, that there's a new din of Pesach Sheni. But may Oilam lo yishamanu, it doesn't say that you putter. You're far away, come close. It's going to take a few days. Start trekking already from earlier. Yitachin zok de minchas chinuch. A guy is going to come sukkahs and say, I don't have a lulav and esrim. I don't have a sukkah. I'm putter. I'm an oinus. I don't have one. You should have bought one before yontif. It takes 2 weeks, so spend time searching for one. Build a sukkah. Get a dalad minim. You're far away, come close. Chas v'sholem, he says that there's nothing to do. There's no p'tor of Derech Rechoika. Derech Rechoika is a din. And if someone is b'Derech Rechoika, he gets an opportunity to do Pesach Sheni. That says if a guy is in Yerushalayim and b'meza doesn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he doesn't have the opportunity of Pesach Sheni. If he's b'Derech Rechoika, you have the opportunity of Pesach Sheni. But who says it's a p'tor? So that's Yedua. We'll say it again. There's a machloikis tzlach and minchas chinuch over here. The tzlach holds that is a p'tur of Pesach Shei, of Derech Rechoike by Korban Pesach. And that's why the whole shmuz of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir was only on Oilas Re'iyah. On Oilas Re'iyah, Tosfos gives Terutzim. The Menchas Chinuch argues, he says, Chas V'Sholem, there's no p'tur of Derech Rechoike. So obviously, what's Tosfos saying? That Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir has a p'tur from Korban Pesach. Ein Loi Karka is a p'tur from Korban Pesach. Zokin Ve'eni Yochel Lelech Baraglev is a p'tur from Korban Pesach. But then it becomes Shver the Kasha. Not everything that's p'tur from Re'iyah is p'tur from Pesach. Noshim are potter from Re'iyah, and nevertheless the chayiv in Pesach. So maybe the same thing as Zokin Ve'eni Yochel Leilach is potter from Re'iyah. Maybe she be chayiv in Pesach. So there's a vort. The Achronim say a taich. There is a connection between Re'iyah and Pesach, but it depends. Careful. Someone who's potter from La'alois L'Regel, if he has a potter from La'alois L'Regel, Zokin Ein Loi Karka Choyle. Chutz Laretz. You have a p'tur from La'alois L'Regel, you put it from La'alois for Pesach also. If you put it from being Oile for the Re'iyah, that Mineyube includes you put it from being Oile to the Pesach. Noshim were never put it from Oile to Re'iyah. They're put it from Korban Re'iyah. No, they could be put it from Korban Re'iyah and still be chayiv in Korban Pesach. The two Korbanos aren't Meshach Shaychi. You could be put it from one and not the other. But the Nakuda of Oile, if you put it from Oile L'Regel, you put it from Oile L'Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, as Tosfos says, not Derech Rechoike, the Menchas Chinuch says, Chas V'Sholem, Derech Rechoike itself is not Yiptur. But Vibalti was in Ein Loi Karka, he was in Chutz Laretz, or he was Zokin Ve'en Yochel Leilich Baraglov, so he's putter from Re'iyah, so he's going to be putter from Pesach also. The Menchas Chinuch then brings a raya from the sugi in Psachim Daf Ayin. The sugi in Psachim Daf Ayin is mavur that Yehuda ben Dortoi went far away to the Dorim. It was a whole political issue, a halachic political issue. Yehuda ben Dortoi held that the din is that Chagiga is Doicha Shabbos, and he knew that the other Tanoim held not. So to avoid the issue, he went far away to the Dorim. So the Menchas Chinuch tells, what does it mean he went to the Dorim? Where's the Dorim? So he has one side, it means he mamish went to Chutz Loretz. And that's a smach to this Tosis that was saying that when you're in Chutz Loretz, you're potter. Another option was, no, that Dorim just meant it was far away. And again, it would be a smach that when you're Bederech Rechoika, Derech Rechoika is also a sivit to be potter from Re'iyah and from Pesach. The Menchas Chinuch fears with another kasha. Vizol Nizayin, Tosis says that someone that doesn't have karka is potter from Pesach. That is one of his terutzim on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. That if he bought, he didn't have karka, he's potter. Poshet, it means karka in Eretz Yisroel. Bepashtus. Only someone that owns karka in Eretz Yisroel. Frek de Menchas Chinuch, the Turi Evan also asks the kasha, it's a mafurish a posik, v'chi yogur itcho ger, v'osa Pesach Lashem, that a ger also brings a carbon Pesach. Bemes Rashi over there brings, yochol, I would think that maybe the ger should bring a carbon Pesach right away. Right away when he's Magayer. They say it's part of the process of his geirus should be that he should be makar of a korban Pesach. Part of the process of his geirus is that he should be makar of a korban Pesach. He's Magayer in Tishrei, he should bring a korban Pesach. Talmud Loimer, no, ki yogur et chager, he also brings the Pesach only in Nisan, on Yudalud Nisan. The Havmina was, it's a process of his geirus. That's the Pashtus. Akoponim, it says that the geirus chayiv in korban Pesach. Frek de Minchas Chinuch, the Turi Evan, but he doesn't have karka. A geir doesn't have chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Elamai, you'll say he bought karka? Even if you buy karka, when you buy karka from someone else, it goes back in Yoivil. And when someone owns karka, that only he owns it until Yoivil, that's called Kinyan Peiris. Lagabi Bikurim, Lagabi Other Dinim, the Gemara says Kinyan Peiris, Lavka Kinyan Aguf, and he doesn't own the karka. It's not called Mamish Bailis in the karka. So how is this ger going to be Makrav Karban Pesach? Erhotach Nishkin Karka. So you could say that maybe no, maybe owning karka for 45 years. Maybe for Bikurim it's not Kinyan Peiris, but maybe for this din that you have to own karka, otherwise you're not chayav in Karban Pesach. Because it says in the Pasuk, Layach Maidishes Artzacha, for that, owning the karka for Tul Yoivil is enough. Efshir. But that's the kasha. Another teretz the Achroinim bring, the Neid Behuda, the Tzlach, they say a nice teretz. The case is that the ger yarshin the karka from his wife. He yarshin the karka. Problem is that Yerushas Baal is a machloikis. What if Yerushas Baal is only made the Rabbanon? So they say there's still an Eitzah. He had a wife, she died, and the son yarshined her. And then the son died, and he yarshined his son. So he yarshined his son, who had yarshined his mother. And that could be a case that the ger has karka for Yerusha. Now, a nekuda, you could answer this kasha of ger a different way. If this, we said a vort before, that the nekuda of engle karka, or rochoi, gozokin, is that he's potter from being oilul regel. Memeli is potter from being oil of Karban Pesach. This says Haga Ba'atzmacha. If you have a ger who's in Yerushalayim, Avad is chayiv in Karban Pesach. It doesn't say anywhere that Misha Ein Loi Karka is potter from Karban Pesach. Misha Ein Loi Karka is potter from being oil of Regel, and Memeli he's potter from being oil of Karban Pesach. So he's potter and he could stay far away. But if he's in Yerushalayim, it doesn't say that Yesh Loi Karka is a t'nai for the Etzim Karban Pesach. Yesh Loi Karka is only a t'nai that you're not chayiv to be oil of Karban Pesach. If he's it, it's meyushev. A ger taka doesn't have karka. Abri is able to be makrav karban Pesach. A like karka is only a ptur for being oila. It's a ganze vort. Abri, I see not everyone learns like that. Lamoshel, I saw a nice piece in the Stipler. We know, we mentioned it earlier, that the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar didn't bring Pesach only that one year, the first year in the Midbar. The other 38 years not. And the shayla is why. Tosis asks, Mamonavshach, if you learn Kisavoyu el Ha'aretz means only that you only chayiv in Karban Pesach after they enter Eretz Yisrael, so why did they even bring it that first year? And if you learn that it's you're chayiv in the Midbar, so why didn't they bring it all the years? So Tosis says, either Taka Kisavoyu means only after you enter Eretz Yisrael, and the reason they were makar of that first year is Ahiros Shah, or he says Faker, the reason they didn't bring the other years is because they were Arelim. That's what Tosis says in Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin. The disciple says he has a different pshat. Since they had the Gezerah after the Chet Meraglim, they were told that they're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, so they didn't have a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. See, that first year that they were Makar Karban Pesach, they were still planning to go into Eretz Yisrael. But after it was Nigzar on them, that they're going to die in the Midbar, so they don't have a Chelek of Karak in Eretz Yisrael. And someone who doesn't have Karaka is Potter from Karban Pesach. Of course, he's understanding they weren't going to Eretz Yisrael anyways, right? It's not a word that karka is potter from being oilet to Yerushalayim. It's the etzem fact. Misha ein loy karka is potter from carbon pesach. And that's the stipulus chav. That's why only they didn't have that's why they, in the midbar they didn't have carbon pesach. The Chasam Sofer says, it's interesting, the Pasuk says in Melachim, in the times of Yoshio, when they finally were makar of the Korban Pesach, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Ki loy nasaka pesach hazeh mimei ha-shoiftim. There was never a Pesach like this. Chasam Sofer says, you know why? Because Misha ein loy karka is potter. And already from the times of Yeshua, there might have been someone who sold karka and sold it back, and it didn't come back, Yoivel, all kinds of details. Not everyone had karka. But in the times of Yoshio, when it says they took over the karka, all the Aseres HaShavotim came back, and then Avad, there was a lot of karka b'shufi, the Gemara says, in Gittin. Over there, everyone had karka. Everyone had karka, so like nasa ka pesach hazem yig meisa sheifim, that everyone owned karka, and that's where they were potter. And that's where they were chayiv. Interessant, Chasam Sofer and Tshuva brings a maisa from Rab David Daitchi, brings a zakasha. He asks, why is Karban Pesach doicha Shabbos? We know Rabbi Lezer says, machshirei mila is doicha Shabbos. But by tzitzis and mezuzah, it's not, because it's biyodi lahafkiroi. And whenever it's biyodi lafkira, you're not chayiv. Frek der akasha. You're only chayiv in Korban Pesach if you own karka. No, it's biyodi lafkira. You could be mafkir the karka. And then you can be potter from Korban Pesach. So why is Korban Pesach doicha Shabbos? It's biyodi lafkira of the karka. And then when you don't have karka, you're potter. Again, this is understanding that when ain like karka is potter be'etzem, not just potter from being oila. But as I frek der einfall of akasha, that you have this patent that you can be mafkir your karka and mamele your potter from Korban Pesach, you'll avoid the Chilul Shabbos. I saw that the Or Sameach has it sad to say that that was the shakel of Atari of the Bnei Bisera. The Bnei Bisera weren't sure if Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. Their issue was they weren't sure because maybe you could use this patent, be mafkir the karka, mamele you won't be chayif. Behemshech, the Menchus Chinuch brings the idea that Korban Pesach is a chi of chorus. It's the only two mitzvahs essay that have a chi of chorus is Pesach and Mila. And he has a whole shayla of exactly what's the status of this chorus, because this person can still fix it up afterwards by bringing a Pesach Sheni. So in the interim of those 30 days, is he considered a person that's chi of chorus? He stels it su to the Machlekes Rambam Ravid by Mila, which is the other mitzvahs essay of chorus. When a person has a mitzvahs essay of Mila, the vile is chi of chorus, ha-haray, he could every day fix it up. So he declares, maybe here it's worse, because during these 30 days, you can't fix it up. You can only either do it on Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Mila, kol yoyim v'yoyim, it's mutl on you. But here, in the interim, why should you be chayav karas? There's nothing for you to do. And b'chlal, at the end, in Chas Chinuch has a tzad, we know that for a mitzvah's essay, a person only has to be mevazviz choymish of nechosav. But he declares that maybe for Pesach and Mila, you might have to spend all of your nechosav because it's the choymer of karas. And that's the sofik over there at the end. But again, that's the two mitzvahs that have karas, Pesach and Mila.